Let the church say amen. Amen. Just over in the glory land. Isn't that where we want to get to? Amen. Just to be over in the glory land. I want to thank everybody that's out this morning and thank you all for coming out. I realize that there is threatening weather. Unlike most of the weather that we normally get, it's a little bit more threatening today, and we're going to try to make sure that everybody gets out a little bit out of here, that they may get home and be safe and secure. Although this is the best place to be in times of trouble in the household of God. But I know most people feel more comfortable at home. So we're going to try to get you out this morning. So I will have a definitely shorter message this morning. So with that said, we're going to be looking at the 11th chapter of Acts, starting at the 23rd verse and going through verse number 26. Acts, the 23rd, 11th chapter and the 23rd verse through verse number 26. Let us first go to God in prayer, though. Dear Lord, our Father and our Heavenly God, maker and creator of all things and everything, thank you, O Lord, for blessing us this day that we may come out to serve Thee in spirit and in truth once again. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the day that You have given us, even with its threatenings of weather calamities. Father, we thank You just the same. We pray and ask You that we might be kept safe from the weather today, O Lord. And we just pray for everyone in the auditorium this morning that they may have safe passage to and from their destination. But in particular, Father, we pray for those who are already traveling today or who have traveled. We pray that their safe passage has been granted, and we pray that they have safe passage back, that they may come to be with us once again. Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, and we pray that You may make their journey to their loved ones, to be with their loved ones and their families. We pray for their safe passage as well. Thank You, Lord, O God of heaven. Thank You for this congregation here this morning. Thank You for its leaders and their families. Thank You for its members and their families. Thank You for the brethren and their family who have taken part in the services thus far. Thank You, O Lord, for everything You do for us. And Father, we're still praying for the people over in the Philippines who are going through rough times right now, but we know that You have spoken, O Lord, and Your will has been done, and we just pray that there can be strength gathered from this calamity, and that things and people may come together to help one another. We thank You, O Lord, for those who are on this journey with us, who started on this journey with us, that may not be here with us today, and we thank You for those who are still with us. Thank You, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for the sick and the shut in, and continue to pray for those who are reeling this morning because they are sick or because a loved one is sick. We just pray and thank You for Your blessings, O Lord. Please, Father, continue to bless us as we move on into the next portion of our services now. We ask that You be with us and watch over and keep us, and that the things that we do might be decent, found decent and in order. In the name of Your Son, Jesus, the one who went to yonder's cross, we continue to pray and ask for it all. Let us all say amen. In that 11th chapter of the book of Acts, starting at verse number 23, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians in Antioch. This morning, for a few moments, I just want to talk about a model church. Now, most churches have in place some kind of program or some kind of rules and regulations that they follow to make to help the church to grow. And most churches are in the process of trying to grow their congregations all of the time. And not unlike any of our congregation, not unlike this congregation here, are we not trying to make it grow? And in growth, there are some certain things that we must do. We know that the world is full of religion and its followers. This is why today that there are so many different views of and about God and His teachings. One group believes in this and one group believes in that. One group believes in one kind of God and another believes in another type of God. But thank God this morning, when it comes down to it, where it really matters is that there is only one God. One God, the one who declared himself to Abram in Genesis chapter 7 and 17 and verse number 1, where he said, "I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect." That's the same God that we serve today. So as we look at a model church today, we know how that Christ built the church. We know how it should be ran. And we know who is in charge of the church. The model church that I speak of today is the church at Antioch, where the name of Christians was first called out. This church had it all. This church, where the name of Christians first originated. First of all, the name of Christian means or it refers to Christ and His teachings. Notice how that Christ is spelled out in the word Christian. Look at verse number 26 where the Bible says, when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. From that verse there, we are told that the Christians were first known and called out in Antioch. In the church at Antioch, it was where Saul and Barnabas preached for a whole year. The church was following Jesus Christ. You can't grow the church until you follow Jesus Christ. Before this time, before they were called Christians, they were called believers in Acts chapter 5 and verse 14. In Acts chapter 6 and verse number 3, they were called brothers. And in Acts chapter 9 and verse 1, they were called disciples. It was a fitting name. Christians was a fitting name because it shows that as followers of Christ, we should therefore wear His name. When we wear the name of Christians, we are calling ourselves Christ-like. For Christians should allow Christ to be a part of them, him or herself. In Colossians chapter 1 in the verses number 27, to whom God willed to make it known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ in you. The mystery revealed to mankind is that all may be called Christians if they believe in Christ and they follow Christ and continue to serve Him. The wall of partition between Jew and the Gentile had now come down. Christ and His gospel could now be preached and heard by all men. We know that followers and believers of Christ understand that He is their Savior. We know that we should be willing to let others know that I am a Christian, and we should show it in our walk and in our talk. But you know something? When some folk tell you that I am a Christian, but you see their walk and their talk, you have to wonder if they are truly Christians. You have to wonder, do they really follow Jesus Christ and allow Jesus to be a part of their lives? The name Christian, as it originated at the church in Antioch and in Antioch, let us remember that word Christian. The name Christian was not given by the believers themselves, nor was it given by the Jews. Therefore, we can only surmise by reading the scriptures, we can come to believe that it was probably given by Saul and Barnabas. Look at verse number 26 once again. In verse number 26, the Bible says, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year that they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Now, this word Christian should be fitting to all Christians because we're to be Christ-like because Christ is in the name of Christian. Christ is spelled out in Christians. When you spell it out, you see Christ in there. When we learn to accept that Saul and Barnabas was at the church for a whole year and they preached and taught and taught much people and much people came unto Christ. For a whole year they taught and assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. So when you think about it, that's a model church. That's what the kind of church that we want to be modeled after. And I'm not speaking directly to this church, but I'm speaking of churches in general, churches of Christ in general. When we talk about we want to be a church of the Bible, we have to allow the Bible to speak for us and allow ourselves to be humble and obedient to the Bible. So what were the works of that church at Antioch? Well, the Bible says Saul and Barnabas assembled themselves with the church at Antioch for a whole year. They taught the people. But what manner of church was it? Well, I believe it was the kind of church that all members could be proud to be a member of. For it was a church full of grace, a grace-filled church. Look at verse number 23. Who, when he came, had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. You see, that's part of our problem today. We're not cleaving unto the Lord. And I'm not getting on anyone here, so don't say that the preacher said that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. I'm simply saying what the model church did, that the church model that we're looking at today. It was a grace-filled church, and when grace is in the church house, the love for one another should be abundant, and it should be able to be seen by others. It was as we have been teaching, seen a teaching according, we, it is as we have seen teaching church, a teaching church according to verse number 26. It was a benevolent church, a church that believed in helping others. Look at verse number 29. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. So it was a church that believed in helping others. That means that it was a giving church. And you notice from the American Standard Version, I read this in the Bible. It said in the proportion that any of the disciples had, means each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brethren living in Judea. But watch what they did in verse number 30. In verse number 30, this they did, sending it in charge of Barnabas and Saul to the elders of that other congregation. That's what the collection that we take up each and every Lord's Day is supposed to be in part to do. We are supposed to use it to help others, to further the work of the Lord. The collection is never to be used as a fund to give away money just because it's there. That's where the leaders of the church have to make prayerful decisions on whom to help and when. Otherwise, these funds will easily soon be depleted. Isn't that right, church? What a church that must have been in Antioch. It was a church that seemed to be following in the steps of Jesus, allowing Him to be the pattern for their lives. And according to verse number 24, look at verse number 24. For He was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people, watch this part, much people were added unto the Lord. Much people were added to the Lord. Now, as I said this morning, I'm trying to be a little shorter this morning that everybody may get out of here and get back to their homes or wherever they're going. So as you bear with me just for a few more minutes as I hasten to bring this on to a close. So when you think about it, this church had it all going. They were a benevolent church. They gave in according to the proportion that they had, each and every man. You got to understand something this morning, church. That is that we must give in order to follow to be a right kind of church, like this model church. A model church. That was the church at Antioch. So then, the question becomes, can churches today become as